Well, the numbers tell the story. Nearly one-third of all young people and one in two poor or minority young people fail to graduate with their peers. Not only is it bad news for them, it's bad news for all of us. And with us to talk about a solution to that problem, he's been working on this for 47 years, is Bill Milliken. And his new book is called The Last Dropout, Stop the Epidemic. Bill, we should say, is the founder and current vice chairman of the Board of Community in Schools. Bill, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, and I started when I was 10, by the way.
Yeah, as we all did, yes. Bill, this, as I said, your project started back in the 1960s, but I was interested to read that you yourself were kind of adrift at one point. You said you probably would have been a dropout had someone not come and dragged you out of a pool hall.
Actually, my mom was brought in, and they asked them to take me out because they said the reason I was in so much trouble is that I couldn't handle the work, but I didn't learn till years later that I just learned differently, but I just didn't, and so I acted out, and fortunately a caring adult came into our community as a volunteer and got a few of my friends and I on the right path.
Now, one of the things you say is that programs don't change kids. We don't need another program. What we need is more people involved, more relationships with kids, right?
Yeah, the way I put it is we often start with the program, and I've testified a number of times where each time, whether it's Congress or somewhere else, they say, well, what programs did you see change people? And I said, I haven't seen any. What changes people is relationships, that you have to start with love and being there for a kid and then knowing somebody believes in them. A good program simply has created the environment where healthy relationships are going on between adults and children.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would some well-meaning suburban person, let's say, do for, and these are probably stereotypes, it happens everywhere, but do for an inner-city kid who is at risk of dropping out? Maybe they want to help, and they just don't know how to do it.
Well, I, again, would urge them to read The Last Dropout. Let them know all the resources are going back to communities and schools to help us grow it, so they'll be helping people that way, too. But I've laid out what has been learned over 30 years of how to connect with your school system, how to connect with the resources that are needed, and have laid out 9 basic ways in which you can do that. In fact, we have, on our national level, we have 49,000 very well-meaning people from all walks of life as volunteers.
So what are some concrete things you could suggest to, say, our city school district that could help them with this tremendous dropout problem they're having?
What I would do is urge them to learn what other people have already learned. Sometimes we try to do it by ourselves, but there is no silver bullet. There is no one organization or one person that can turn it around. The community needs to work together. In the beginning is to sit down with the superintendent and say, okay, how can we help? Be there, not as interference, but as a way to make sure these kids have their basic resources so they come to school, they're ready to learn. And superintendents and teachers know that schools are often being asked to be mother, father, sister, brother, social worker, hall guard, everything but teachers. And those teachers need to be freed up, and it's the volunteer community that can help them do that.
Mm-hmm. Is it a tough thing to be a mentor? I got to imagine that perhaps you might encounter some kids, at least initially, who don't want to even deal with you.
Right, and again, it's just like any other thing in life, whether it's AA or anything else, they'll tell you, until a person wants to do something in their life. I mean, I was very angry when the person came to me, but I saw the guy was for real. And inside, I had a hunger to make it. I didn't want to be a loser. I didn't want to be on the streets. But I didn't believe any adult cared whether I was or not. It is very difficult. But until the young person says, hey, I'm tired of this. I need to make it. I want to stay in school. I want to make it, or I want to go back to school.
Well, you talk about kids need a safe place to learn and grow, and that's what you hear about, including in our school district, where kids will come to school and they have to go through weapons detectors, and sometimes you'll find a kid with a knife or perhaps even a kid with a gun to settle a score. Or a lot of times kids say, I have this to protect myself. So what do? Put more cops in schools?
This is really, I was taking some business people on a tour of a really, really difficult community in Newark, New Jersey. And on the tour of the building, they first noticed there was no paper on the floor, there was no graffiti, the place had order, credible principal. And they, at the end of the tour, I always insist that young people sit in on the debrief so that people answer the questions honestly. And one of the business people says, well, why is this place so feel so safe and there's no hall guards, there's none? And the kid said, well, there's so many adults in here, we can't get in trouble. The school had people there who were delivering everything from a mentoring relationship or tutoring or a counselor. They had created a little office there to take care of the dental needs. So the community had surrounded the school. That's why we call it communities in schools, is we have the resources, the community there, so that the teachers are freed up to teach and kids feel, and teachers feel, they have a safe place. You can't solve this problem through metal detectors.
You say that's the role that individuals can play. What about businesses in your community? What can they do to help in this effort?
Well, actually, the book, The Last Dropout, really does, I'm aiming it at the business community, because if we're losing a third of our kids and a third of them are minorities, or half of them are minorities, and a third of them will never get a job in their lifetime, that is a huge concern to the business community. I believe this is losing a third of the kids is one of the biggest justice issues we have in our country. It's morally wrong, but it's also economically disastrous. I'm asking business people not to start more favor charities or more programs. What they need to do is become advocates to get local and state and national governments to begin to spend their money differently, to reward the coordination and the integration of services around schools. They need to make sure every school in America has a champion inside there who's freed up to do nothing but work to find out what those families, what those kids need, so that the educators are freed up to educate.
Bill, sometimes you hear from the outside that the schools are like little fiefdoms, and it's like, oh, we'll take your help, but you'll do it our way, or you won't do it at all.
Well, life becomes fiefdoms if we don't have relationships with one another. I had that attitude when I was on the streets. I said, oh, the schools don't want us, they don't care. Then I went in and started breaking bread with the principal and with the teachers and with the people who are running the cafeterias. And I got to know that the schools very much want to help, but they had to have the appreciation of what they had to deal with in the school. They're there to educate our children. I've found the schools extremely open. In fact, we can't keep up with the demand now. In the early years, there was all that fiefdom, and they were afraid. But once they find out that we're going to cooperate, that the people who are trying to run the schools, the people who are trying to give the best pedagogy as possible and the rigor, they want the community support so that they're freed up to do the job that they've been asked to do.
Bill, do you have a website where people can go if they want to learn more about your organization?
Yeah, it's simply Communities, it's with TIES, communitiesinschools.org, or they can call us at 800-CIS, the number 4, KIDS, KIDS.
And the book is called The Last Dropout, Stop the Epidemic. We have been speaking with Bill Milliken. Bill, keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you both for having me on.